Do you know that for a fact, or are you just guessing?
No, I do actually know. Okay. It's $1,000, yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Every day I come in and I ask Sluggo what the contest is up to.
Usually I'm like, I don't know. I haven't been paying. Who knows?
We're starting a new one, 1,000. Sounded shaky. Didn't know whether to trust you or not.
For once I did. I was going to make a very rude noise at the end of that song, just to start things off.
Oh, I'm happy that you didn't.
Because look outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Boring. Boring!
I love it.
Oh, sunny skies. I pretty love it. Blue.
That's why you live here.
No, it isn't.
Yes, you live here.
I live here for everything else.
Traffic? You live here for the non-summer sunny days.
Yes. Well, I don't know about sunny days. The weather, whatever. Nice. I know. If you're happy because of it, that's nice.
I am.
Happy. I was thrilled yesterday. Yesterday was awesome.
Of course. I think a lot of people were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice change.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Hi.
New York City inmates are getting incentives for the vaccine.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
Boy, that's interesting. So they can't really, and I think that's a good thing, but they can't force them to have the vaccine.
I don't think so.
That's good. They shouldn't be able to.
I don't know.
But they can't vote. Where do you draw that line?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
About 50% of them are vaccinated and 50% aren't.
Right.
So they're trying to up those numbers.
Well, that's about America, isn't it? About half and half.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Where does Los Angeles rank in the rattiest city?
Rattiest?
Uh-huh.
Probably fairly good. Living in Burbank, I used to see fairly large rats,
mm-hmm.
but not like in New York City. So I'm going to guess somewhere in the top
10?
12.
The top 12,
that'd be
okay.
My guess, yeah.
All right. Well, you'll find out.
Okay.
And be shocked.
Oh, no.
Is it okay to trick-or-treat at rich people's houses?
Of course it is.
Right?
But they're not going to give you the big full-size bars.
According to
the legend.
Sure.
Yeah.
Legend?
Yeah. The legend of Halloween rich people. Dun, dun, dun. Tonight at 8.
Us poors pass it along to each other.
Exactly.
Hey, the rich people don't give out full-size.
Check it out. Pass it on.
You ruined somebody else's vehicle?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, you've done that.
I've done that several times. Yes. Unfortunately, I've done that several times.
Oh, yeah, you were asking if you could borrow my car this weekend.
Yeah. I'm good now.
Sure.
Now? And the high-low game is up to $1,000. We're going to start over with a brand new number, which means you get $1,000. And if you hit the number on your first guess, you get an extra $500 in free gas.
That's right. Band, for sure, you're going to go see Ghost and Volbeat. We'll give you tickets to that show that are available now via Ticketmaster.
And that will happen before 4 o'clock. On 95.5 KLOS.
Two for Tuesday. A couple from Alice enjoying the day in chains now.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Baba booey!
Meal incentives to be offered to incarcerated New Yorkers to get vaccinated.
Okay.
The vaccination rate among incarcerated New Yorkers is about 50%. So they're trying to raise that by 10%.
By 10%?
Yes.
That's their goal.
By December 8th.
Huh, that's interesting. That seems fairly realistic.
Just for the record, and this might blow your minds a bit, Monday is November. Okay, just want to put that out there. I just want to put that out there.
Wow.
Because that's crazy.
What? It is. What happened in October?
So listen to this report.
Now, to boost that number, Department of Corrections and Community Supervision is expected to offer better food incentives to inmates in prison.
According to this memo, McDonald's and pizza could be used as meal incentives for those serving time behind bars to get vaccinated by December 8th.
Okay, I actually love that. That's pretty cool.
So when I first heard it,
yeah,
I was angry because you know how much McDonald's I bought? Do you know how much pizza I bought?
And now they're going to give it to
They're just going to give
prisoners.
It away free. Yeah. And then I thought, well, no, I can actually go to McDonald's tonight. So that's a pretty big difference.
Yeah, that
so
is, yeah.
maybe shut up.
You know, I think if I were in prison, I'd be so depressed. I would just not want to get vaccinated. I'd be like, screw it. What am I bothering for? But that.
I've had it and you don't want
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
Is the answer.
Right, that's true. You had it twice.
Yes, I did. Second time was the bad one, though.
But still, I'd still be so depressed. But on the other hand.
Yeah, of course you'd be depressed.
Once they start putting McDonald's under my nose, I'd be like, yeah, bring it. Okay.
That would work for me for anything.
It would.
Anything.
I'm going to have to keep that in mind.
And then if they up their rate by 10% by December 8th.
And facilities that increase their vaccine acceptance percentage by 10% between yesterday and December 8th will receive a Christmas roast beef holiday meal.
Go to hell!
Right?
That's nice.
That's pretty sweet.
So they all get it. Oh, so now all the prisoners are going to be like, hey, you bastard, get the damn shot. Or
probably, yes.
Yeah.
Because I want McDonald's, I want pizza, and I want that roast beef dinner.
I definitely want the roast beef dinner.
For sure.
All right, Bubba, I'll do it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon from 3 to 7. We have the high-low game coming up in a minute.
Can't wait to play that.
First, I am going to ask you to guess the top 10 rattiest cities. And yes, that means cities with rats. Yes.
An infestation.
This is a list that's put together by Orkin. They rank cities based on the number of new rodent treatments performed from September 15, 2020 to September 15, 2021.
I would imagine the Chamber of Commerce of each of these cities is not thrilled with this list.
No, of course not. Of course not.
All right, so you have the top 10 there?
I have the top 10.
I'll try and guess at least the top five. Is St. Louis, Missouri on the list?
St. Louis is not in the list.
Oh, I'm off to a terrible start.
Why would you think St. Louis?
Because it's just kind of nasty. Have you been to St. Louis? It's no, kind of nasty.
Not really. I don't think that would be my first guess.
That's right. That, I was saying the top five. That was my guess for number five.
Right, but I'm saying I'll give you credit if it's in the top 10.
Right, okay, cool. Okay. Miami.
Miami is not in the top 10.
Wow, really?
You're Come terrible on. At this game.
Detroit.
Detroit is number 8.
Oh, whew. Okay, coming in there.
Detroit right. at number 8.
You know, it's funny, when we were talking about this a few minutes ago, I was thinking, well, it's, you know, I know in New York. New York's got to be on the list.
That's why you guessed St. Louis first?
Yes. I couldn't really think of anything after that. But New York City's got to be on the list.
New York City is third.
Third?
Yes, there's two cities that have more rat problems than New York City. Yes.
Because I saw more rats in New York than I've seen
Same.
Anywhere.
And you lived there for how long?
Yeah, like over a year. Yeah. Just over a year, yeah. So Los Angeles got to be on the list, though.
Los Angeles?
I thought at first it probably wouldn't be, but then I'm like, well, it's warm weather.
Los Angeles is two.
Two?
Above New York, three. Yes.
Wow, I don't know what number one would be then. This is interesting. What is? Wait, give me the top 10 from
All right.
number 10.
Number 10 is Cleveland.
Okay. Oh, I was going to say.
No, you weren't. Shut up.
I did on that one, and I couldn't think of the damn name. Okay.
Number 9 is Denver.
Oh, I wasn't going to say that.
No. Number 8, you got Detroit.
Yeah.
Number 7, Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Okay.
Number 6, Baltimore.
Baltimore.
You want to talk about a crappy city.
Yeah. There you go.
Number 5, San Francisco.
Huh. You know, I lived there for a while, too. I never saw any rats in San Francisco.
Hmm. Number 4, Washington, D.C.
Sure. Okay, that makes sense.
Number 3, New York. Number 2, Los Angeles.
And number 1?
And number 1 is, for the 7th year in a row.
Wow.
I'm going to give you $10 if you can get it in the next half minute. Number 1, for 7 years in a row.
Albuquerque.
I'm watching the clock.
Oh,
7 years in a row, dude.
Wow, I don't know. I just don't know. I can't think of it. I'm mind is a blank.
Chicago.
Oh, man.
Yes.
I thought there's no way because there's no. I was thinking there wouldn't be because it's
Why?
Cold.
Oh, no. There's they
so
have
cold.
7th year in a row for
wow.
Chicago.
Wow.
Yes.
And, you know, downtown Chicago is one of the cleanest cities I've ever been in. Now,
At
surrounding,
times.
Not so much. But
right.
Downtown is beautiful.
Right.
It's like a really beautiful
Well,
clean
it's
city.
The 7th year in a row that they've
Screw
had.
Screw that.
That they've been the number one city for rats.
Dude, we're not moving to Chicago after.
That's correct.
It's off the table.
You and I are not moving there?
No.
Okay, good. I didn't like that plan.
Ozzy versus Elton would make a very interesting celebrity death match.
I just said to Sluggo, that sounds like Elton John in the middle of that song. And he goes, because it's Elton John.
But, turns out to be Elton John.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. Time for the KLOS High-Low Game, powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. It's worth $1,000. There have been no guesses yet because we just had a winner.
It's a virgin game.
It's a virgin game. Yeah. So a number between 0 and 95, and you'll win $1,000. And if you guess it on your first guess, $500 gift card as well. And whether you guess it or not, you get Volbeat and Ghost tickets.
Yeah, your caller 13. We're going to hook you up with a show at the Honda Center on March 3rd. Tickets right now available at Ticketmaster. But just be caller 13. That's all you got to do.
818-955-KLOS. I have my headphones way up too loud.
What? Never. I can't hear you.
It's the KLOS High-Low Game.
Who are you?
Powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. KLOS, who is this?
Hi, it's Patty.
Good. How are you?
Hello?
Patty, how are
Good,
you?
Thank you.
Are you still there? Okay. Hey, Patty, you're caller 13.
Oh, that's fabulous. I've been trying for a long time.
Well, nicely done. Unfortunately, there are no guesses to go on because it's a brand new number.
Okay.
So it's a number between 0 and 95.
Okay. I'm going to go with 95 for KLS.
Ha ha!
Hey, wait, is that why we're doing that? I never even... I'm just kidding. No, unfortunately.
I'm too high.
Just a bit too high.
It's too high.
All right.
But you still get the Volbeat and Ghost tickets.
That's wonderful.
Hello. This is United States calling. Are we reaching...
A gracious good afternoon. This is your operator, Miss Tomlin. How may I help you?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
That's the album version. Most people don't ever get that version. I don't know
just why. That last phone call mm-hmm, makes yeah. it the album version?
Ernestine, yeah.
Exactly. Is that the extended version?
Yes, the dance version. I mean, do you feel like dancing right now?
You know I always.
Always do.
Dance or die, that's me. All right, listen, it's Halloween time.
Mm-hmm. Sunday
is actually Halloween.
So much better than Christmas. It's my favorite.
I think Halloween is my 4th of July because you can light up fireworks.
You can blow crap
you can blow
off.
Stuff up. Yeah, but then Halloween is one of my favorites
sure,
as
it's
well.
In there. Yeah.
We have Psycho Mike Catherwood on
Yay!
The phone with us.
Psycho Mike, what's up, dude?
Hello.
Hey, man.
Hey, Mike.
It's really sad how much Kevin and I are the same. Like, it's really sad how we're children, Kevin, because in my mind, I'm thinking 4th of July, number one, Halloween number two, and it's explosions and candy.
Right.
completely bypassing like family time or
screw
social
that.
Gatherings.
Yeah. No, because
like Thanksgiving, Christmas. Yeah.
That's not true. We're counting them into the 4th of July as well.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Just trying to make a save here.
Now, go with it. Embrace your inner angst and hate.
So, Mike, you tell us about Halloween at your parents' house.
Yes. So this is probably, I don't know, a decade ago, but you know, actually it was longer than that because I was a single man mm-hmm. and I was a young man and I would go spend Halloween with my family because my sister had little kids at the time. So I'm at my parents' house and doorbell starts ringing about 4 p.m. and I'm not exaggerating when I would say that every single time I would go to do the trick or treating, there'd be a line of people 20 deep.
Wow.
At least.
Wow.
And after a while, my dad had gone through the, you know, 15 bags of candy, and I'm like, dude, what are we going to do? So I go to, you know, Save On or whatever, Walgreens, they get another couple bags, and it's slim pickings because it's Halloween night.
Right.
Then I come back, and we go through those, and it just keeps on going.
You,
and
you would definitely see the same kids in line, too, right? The same masks over and over again. I mean, I certainly remember seeing that.
You never know, though, like, because some...
True.
Some, like... costumes are so popular
True.
Each year. There's probably like 20 Iron Man.
Right.
I don't think a lot of people went back for seconds other than Sluggo and I.
I guess I'm just, yeah, speaking from experience.
I start talking to these people, and at the time, I coached Little League in that neighborhood, in my parents' neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I recognize no kids. I none of the kids go to school with any of my nieces or nephews. None of the kids are in Little League. And I start talking to these parents. Every one of them is like, oh, you know, I'm from Alhambra. I'm from Monrovia. And they're all from these, like, towns. And it starts to get increasingly far away. One family came from Bakersfield.
Wow.
Like, my family
That's
lives, like,
not possible.
In
well, were you
yeah,
handing out, like, God. $100 bills? Were you handing out, I mean, something so amazing they're coming from Bakersfield to hit your place?
No. It turns out, and I'm sensitive to this, but some neighborhoods, safer than others, some neighborhoods are going to be a target-rich environment for people who are going to give, like, the good candy.
Sure.
Of course.
Yes.
I understand that.
Right.
But it completely destroys the entire fun and the social aspect of Halloween if everybody just front-loads on, like, two neighborhoods, okay?
I would like to suggest that it would be more entertaining and more fun to give candy to kids who come from an area that's not so rich.
Oh, look at you. That's nice.
Mike.
I'm with you there.
No, you're not.
Look, of course, listen.
You're not with me there.
That seems to be your whole complaint here.
Everyone should always put those who are less fortunate as a priority.
Which is what you've been saying the whole time, so yes.
But if you are, regardless of your financial situation, if you destroy the holiday for the kids in the neighborhood that you're handing out candy to,
destroy.
Then I think everyone loses.
That's
okay?
Kind of strong.
First off, you're not you're not generating any social kind of currency in your own neighborhood, right? It would be amazing. It would probably be a good bonding experience if you were to get to know your neighbors a little bit.
Except for all the drive-bys, but other than that,
Listen, a couple body bags here and there. You've got to crack a couple eggs if you're going to develop a good neighborhood.
That's what makes Halloween fun.
Yeah.
Exactly. Body bags. Exactly. Yeah. So the following year, I talked to you and Bean about it.
Well,
and
wait, let me just bring up this idea. Did your dad, the next year, buy four times as much candy so you didn't have to go back?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So what was the issue the next year?
The word gets out, brother.
Oh, the word gets out.
These guys are suckers. They don't turn off their lights. They stay up all night handing out candy.
Now, I don't even hate on people who are coming from, like, a genuinely bad neighborhood.
Right.
From a good distance, because, like, I understand, like, you just want to do what's best for you.
I'm hearing a little backpedaling here.
Yes, that's backpedaling fast.
No.
Because I set Mike up, because I was like, let's talk about that.
No. If I was like, where are you from? Where are you guys from? And they're like, oh, well, I'm from, South Central. I'd be like, listen, here, take some extra candy.
No, you wouldn't.
People who are coming from neighboring, suburban, perfectly fine neighborhoods. I'm like, what? You, sir, need to pay the price.
But Pacific Palisades would get you to slam the door in their face?
Yes. How dare you? How dare you?
So you're coming from
Arcadia or La Cañada. It's like you have a perfectly fine neighbor. It's a beautiful place.
So stay home and enjoy your neighbors? That's your point.
I enjoy it. Get to know your neighbors and enjoy some beautiful confections as well. Everyone wins.
So, Mike,
I do not subscribe to the Bernie Sanders idea of candy, where it's just like five people's responsibility to feed the world.
And you put your money where your mouth is. You put your mouth where your money is. And you interviewed kids that came up to the door.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
Now, if we're going to be exact here, yes. I put my mouth where my dad's money was.
Okay, yes, correct. Your dad's money. All right, so this is Mike on Halloween one year.
Oh, nice.
Quizzing the kids on where they're from.
Well, you're not asking for your dad's house to be visited later.
All right, here we go.
Trick or treat, little boy, little girl. What's underneath there?
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat. Yeah.
Where are you guys from?
Here.
What's your zip code?
911-08.
911-08?
Yeah.
All right. More candy for you. Hold on.
Thank you.
Trick or treat to you.
Trick or treat to everybody in the world.
What's your name?
William.
William, where do you go to school?
Washington.
Where do you live?
A few houses down.
All right, candy for you. Hold on. You're the man, William. Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
What's your name?
Jack.
Where do you live, Jack?
Down there.
What do you mean down there? How far away down there?
Like seven houses.
Oh, okay, good. Candy for you. I'm trying to filter out the non-neighborhood kids, Jack. You know what I'm saying? Hey, wait. Grim Reaper, what's your name?
Leon.
Leon, where are you from?
Alhambra.
Alhambra? No candy for you. Next house. Next house. Hey, beautiful princess, what's your name?
Gigi.
What's that?
Gigi.
Where are you from?
Temple City.
No candy for you. Next house.
How could you do that to Gigi?
Yeah, she sounded cute.
She's got to learn something.
So your complaint isn't that people are going to a nicer neighborhood. Your complaint is that nice neighborhoods pile in a van and come to your house because they take advantage of your kindness.
They listen. There's some type of word gets out. There's some blog about like where, it, like the
like 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds have a blog going.
That's not how the holiday works. It is walk outside your front door and go ask your neighbors for candy. That's how it's
been. Get off my lawn.
You are the get off my lawn guy.
Yeah. City, like those are perfectly fine places. They could have gone.
All right. So the question is it all right for people to come?
Trick or treat in various neighborhoods.
If you live in a richer neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I would say yes, and Mike would say no.
I'd say I'd do whatever it took. If someone's going to give me a ride to a place where I might get better candy, I'm on board. I don't care. I mean, as long as
you're the only one looking at it as a kid.
Yeah. What, Mike? I say no, and then you have to take it up with your neighbors on, like, what are you doing not giving me candy? Let's all pitch in.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Let's all pitch in.
So if they come from a nice city, but nobody's giving out great candy, then they need to solve that within their own community.
I'm saying you need to have a conversation with your neighbors, not me.
This is so much
That's
fun.
What I'm saying.
Right?
Yeah.
A lot has gone into this. So is it okay to trick or treat at rich people's houses? 818-955-KLOS. That is the phone number. Call now. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
They have no problem.
Trick or treat, man. Yeah. Couple from Soundgarden on a twofer. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. I just got a text from Marcy. She was really enjoying those little twofer there. But she says she's reading his book right now, The Unauthorized Autobiography of Chris Cornell. And
right.
Says it is bloody amazing. Really, really
excellent.
Incredible. So I'm going to have to pick that up. Have you checked that out yet?
I have not.
And Blow Up the Outside World she was loving here. And we're going to play that more often. I like that.
Yeah, I agree.
It's good stuff.
We are talking about, is it okay to trick or treat at rich people's houses? What are your thoughts?
I think so. But I have a feeling I know where this guy lives because I grew up in the area.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. The only difference that I think is that, you know, we might have some friends from other cities come visit our house,
right,
go trick-or-treating in our neighborhood,
mm-hmm,
because they all knew it was awesome. I mean, there is a street, you know, that just went all out.
Right.
All right. Let me ask you a question. Did you ever trick-or-treat in your own neighborhood and then get in a van and go to another neighborhood?
No.
You're
no,
not an idiot, sir. Come on now.
Thanks for calling. You know, we actually did that, though, when I went back to my old neighborhood as a kid to see my old friends. That's
right.
How we did it.
That's how you did it?
Yeah. 818-955-KLOS. Is it okay to trick-or-treat elsewhere? Hand that out while you were just watching for Halloween.
Oh, no. No. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. Has to do with a porta potty.
Yep. Talk about it tomorrow.
Okay.
Is it okay to trick or treat at different neighborhoods?
Well, you know what? Look, this is the thing. When I was a little kid, we'd go to the rich neighborhood thinking the exact same thing. You know, we'd go there going, oh, man, look at this huge house. We're going to get so much candy. And it was like the biggest letdown. I mean, it was like, they were so cheap.
Oh, those rich people that are so cheap.
But would you say that your own neighborhood actually ended up being better then as a result, but didn't look as nice or crazy?
We just hit and miss. But right. You know what? I was doing for so many years like a haunted house in my neighborhood.
Right.
And, you know, I live in a decent neighborhood. And there was literally like van loads of people coming, parking right in front of my house. Like,
yep.
I mean, it looked like yep, someone coming. I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah. Right on. Yeah, well, thank you for calling. Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
I'm an adult. Kids don't come to my neighborhood, so I go to another neighborhood. I'm in a van. We set up our van on the guy's driveway where lots of kids come. We have a great time. I think it's fine to go to other neighborhoods.
I'm sorry, hold on.
Because that's my party now.
Hold on. You show up in a van and hand out candy?
I'm in a van. Rock band.
Oh, you're band. In a rock band.
Oh,
wow, we both heard van.
I thought you said van, and I thought you were kidnapping children. Okay.
No, but we set up on the drummer's driveway. His street's always busy with the kids. Kids can follow over. We see Carlos come up, walk the street, and leave. And we just have a great time playing music all night on his driveway. We
that's cool. I love that. What kind of, what's your band, first of all?
We're called Midlife Crisis. But, you know, we play, like, Batman theme, Spider-Man theme, Ghostbusters, play that kind of music.
Oh, don't play Ghostbusters. Kevin doesn't want to hear Ghostbusters.
I mean, listen,
the other ones sound good, but not that one.
I like Ghostbusters as long as it's in the movie.
But not on the radio anymore, either.
No,
I totally agree with what you're saying, man. It's all about just having a good time and loading the kids up with candy and what have you. Thanks for playing, man.
KLOS, hello.
I say yes, it's okay to put my butt in now.
That is not the right attitude at Halloween, sir. Thanks for calling.
That is what we're handing out, though.
Yeah, at KLOS, you come up here, that's what you get.
Speak, 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 speak. Kevin needs to swallow. Sorry, I got to swallow.
Well, why don't you stop shouting that? 95.5 KLOS, Southern California.
What do you
California's
got in your mouth now? This dude's always eating something. That's because we're talking all the candy.
A candy that may be 10 years old.
That's possible. Ooh.
Wow, that was rough. All right, we're still taking calls on, is it okay to go to different neighborhoods to trick-or-treat?
So, when I grew up, it was a street with no streetlights.
Mm-hmm.
Could not trick-or-treat.
Right.
So we had to drive to another community.
Totally
so
makes
why
sense.
Why not choose an affluent one?
I really think it leans towards the middle-class ones are the ones that hand out the better candy, though. I mean, they might put on a better show. Yeah, you found good stuff in the better neighborhoods?
When you pull up to a gated community and they hand you a king-size candy bar to get you to go away.
All right, for people listening that are going to go out Sunday night, where are some of the best neighborhoods?
Yeah, what are some of the ones best ones you ever hit?
Summit Ridge was one of those spots because it's a very affluent place.
Hang on.
There you go. Summit
Ridge. Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
See you.
Bye.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Is it all right to trick-or-treat at other people's houses?
Yes. We did it a lot when I was little.
Were your neighbors giving out candy and you just didn't like it?
They were, but they usually didn't give out the best candy. Now, here's where I'm going to check the guy that called earlier and was going through all those lengths.
Yes.
And all that rude stuff.
Right.
I grew up in Boyle Heights, East Los Angeles.
Right.
We get the best candy there. So we would always go to South Pasadena or Alhambra. You know, we would get great candy there.
So,
and it was just what we did every year, you know?
So you got good candy where you lived, but you went someplace else to get better candy.
I mean, it was okay, but it was, for the most part, it was like kind of crappy candy you would get in a pinata. Let's just say that.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't like Hershey's. It wasn't...
Right.
It wasn't Crunch Bars. All that was in those neighborhoods, for sure.
Right.
So you got... Listen, you got to get your Hershey's.
Yeah. So do you take your kids around now for trick-or-treating, or are you avoiding the streets altogether these days?
So we usually do, and when we do, we take the kids to those same neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah. Sure. That's weird.
Hey, we used to hit this house all the time. It's people like you.
I don't know what that means, but yeah.
That ruins it for everybody.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
For shame.
Hello.
Hi there. Is it all right to trick-or-treat in richer neighborhoods?
Back in Washington, where I'm originally from, we had a house party, and we didn't have as many people show up as we thought we would, and there was a couple of kegs and a bunch of candy for the kids and all that in a fairly well-to-do neighborhood. But after a while, when we finally figured out that nobody else was going to show up, we started giving the candy out to the kids and the beer out to the adults.
Nice.
That is the way to do it.
Wow.
I mean, if I were getting beer when I went out at Halloween,
right?
I'd totally be taking my friend's kids and be like, let's go
on the block just to come back and have more beer without the kids.
Because they're smart.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Is it all right to trick-or-treat at other people's houses?
Sure it is. Because people come from all over the area to my house and my neighbor's house.
Right.
Yeah, house, you know, like, I have a big circle driveway. I live on a hill. You know, I just decorate it all up. I scare the shit out of the kids. They love it. You know, people come up in truckloads.
And you don't mind that. You're totally down with it.
You actually love it.
Because you've spent so much time on the decorations and stuff.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I think the people that really go all out are okay with
truckloads. Yeah, Mike's a terrible human.
Yeah, Mike, you're... damn it. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Okay, I'm all for it. So... I don't have exactly in an affluent neighborhood, but for the last 30 years, I always go all out, and I do up a spooky driveway, and I really look forward to when I get van full of people that are come rolling in, and it's the atmosphere, and it's for the kids, and I've actually had compliments where people are saying that it makes a memory.
Oh, that's cool.
And the cool thing about it is I've had people come back, and some of the neighborhood kids have actually helped me scare the people, and it's kind of cool. I got my whole cul-de-sac in on it.
Nice.
And I don't mind doing it. And you know, as far as the candy, it's not that expensive. But I also buy two sets of candy, you know. If I see it's, like, age-appropriate, you know, I give the kids what they should deserve, you know, the good chocolate.
Right.
But if you're a lady that's pushing a store with a kid that doesn't have any teeth yet, you're going to get a dum-dum.
Wow, what a judgment that is.
Yeah,
every time
good.
Somebody rings the doorbell.
Do you wear robes while you're... Dude, thank you for calling. That's awesome,
by
man.
By the way,
thank
that's
you.
The spirit.
Yeah, I agree. Mike, you're starting to look like Scrooge,
that's
man.
That's the spirit.
There
right
you
there.
Go, right there.
Yes, agreed.
Good call, sir. Thanks once again to Dave for hanging out with Matt Pinfield on his new and approved show this past Sunday. That was pretty damn cool.
You can, we're going to give you some tickets to go to the Kings as they face the Winnipeg Jets this Thursday night at 7:30. Live hockey is the best sport.
Yeah, you might be sitting next to them.
So great.
At this game.
Get tickets now at lakings.com/tickets. And we're going to give away four tickets right now to caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is John.
John, you want to see the Kings Thursday night?
That'd be pretty fun.
You have a four-pack of tickets to cheer on the Kings as they face the Winnipeg Jets.
That'd be amazing. Awesome.
Yes.
You're going to go, and you're going to see Kevin out there in the crowd screaming his head off.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's very possible. And if you want to go...
I love it. Even better.
You can get tickets now at lakings.com/tickets.
And congratulations, man.
Thank you so much.
Dude, you are going to like this next twofer.
All right.
And I made this happen earlier, and I forgot all about it, setting it up, and you're going to like it. You're going to be happy.
Sushi?
Ooh, Rage Against the Machine, Tom
yes,
Morello.
Excellent.
What's that?
Excellent. Glad to hear it. I'm very excited about that. I have seen, and I don't know if you've seen these either, Sluggo, but I've seen a lot of golf cart accidents.
No, I haven't. No.
Guys coming down a hill, like picking up as much speed as they can and hitting a ramp part of a grass, and all of the clubs go everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a disaster.
That's awesome.
And it tips over. You've never
sure.
done that?
No, I guess
it's
I haven't.
So fun.
No, yeah.
When I was in high school,
yeah,
in Phoenix, we because it was, you know, 200 degrees on a summer afternoon, we would go out and golf.
Oh,
because there was no one else out there.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
So we could take the carts and we would
you take your damn
donuts
time.
And go
nice.
And we would wipe them out all the time. And that made me think about wiping out a vintage motorcycle at a Coachella.
Oh, yeah. This is frightening. This is horrifying.
I mean, it's not horrifying.
No, it's
but
horrifying.
It's not ideal.
Definitely horrifying.
The guy said, you want to ride it at Coachella. And I said, it's too nice.
He just restored it, right?
Yes.
Like, he just.
And
it was a beautiful,
beautiful
bike. Yeah. Well, you know, people don't put a lot of work into that and care and love and sweat.
I know.
And hey,
I said,
look,
dude,
it's Kevin.
What if I wreck it? And he goes, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Right.
Because he's like, oh, dude's not going to wreck it.
Right. Dude was wrong.
Dude didn't know you that well.
I took it around Coachella, and then I came back, and when I was stopping, I didn't realize the grass was so slippery.
Mm-hmm.
So I made a motorcycle mistake 101, which is stopping with a front brake.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. And went flying over the handlebars.
Oh.
And the handlebars were crooked.
Oh.
And I was like, dude.
Can you describe the look on his face?
I'm so sorry. He didn't care.
Yeah, he was really cool with it.
Awful.
Well, that's cool. I mean, you really got to be down with that. You got to really know the dude's going to maybe accidentally screw stuff up if you're going
to
let someone ride it.
He has to know that if he lets me ride it.
And it's a bike, so it's going to happen.
Yes, but it was
but you felt
super, it was really beautiful.
Yeah.
And I reckon.
Not anymore. It's a priceless Steinway.
So here's what we would like from you. You wrecked somebody else's vehicle. You wreck somebody else's vehicle.
Right.
Could be a motorcycle, could be a bicycle, could be a car.
I remember
could be a bus,
a fellow
could be a train
over at the other station who flipped the radio station van.
Oh, yes.
And it was upside down on the freeway in the rain. And the crazy thing is, the first thing he says he thought wasn't that he's going to get fired or he's in a lot of trouble or is anybody hurt in the van. He was like, I'm going to drown.
What?
I don't know. He was hanging upside down in the van and it was raining.
I've done that in a rental car. I flipped it three times and I was hanging upside down and I didn't think I was
going to drown. Dork thinks he's going to drown. But that's
coming
weird
back from Burning Man. So listen, you wrecked somebody else's vehicle.
Yeah.
Maybe you were just borrowing it for the day and you got in an accident.
Yeah.
However it happened, 818-955 KLOS, especially if it was beautiful.
Right. Yeah.
I also, my friend Lightning, I vouched for him, and my other friend had a brand new, what do you call the motorcycles in the water? Come on.
Motorcycles?
No, the
Yeah, no, I know
water
you mean.
Water ski.
Jet ski.
Thank you. Say it out loud. Yeah. Jet ski.
Yeah.
And he had a brand new one, and I was like, oh, no, my friend can be trusted. And
Lightning can be trusted?
Yeah, that was a
mistake. Dude.
And he turned around and shot straight at my friend's head, who had to duck, and destroyed the jet ski. It was the first time it was in the water.
Oh, man. Do you remember when someone let us drive the boat down at Lake Havasu and during spring break?
Oh, yes.
I was so not.
That
I've
was
never
awesome.
Driven a boat before. First
Same.
Of all. Was not very, But we didn't wreck that one.
No.
Did we? I don't remember.
No,
I don't remember how that night ended.
I don't think we did. I don't remember how that night ended either.
Quite frankly.
955 KLOS if you ruin somebody else's vehicle.
Hold okay, on. And here comes this little
That's what I'm talking
that
about.
You're gonna like.
We're talking about you ruined somebody else's vehicle. You have that story?
Yeah, my parents' car when I was like 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm. 3 or 4? What were you doing driving then?
Well, I was. We were parked on a hill facing uphill. I was playing in the car. And all of a sudden, I'm in the back seat, and it starts rolling backwards.
Oh, no.
I'm, like, freaking out, and I hop in the front, and somehow I ended up steering it and crashing into a neighbor's stairs and just destroyed them.
You're my people.
Well, we're glad you survived the incident. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
You ruined someone else's vehicle?
Well, yes, I did. Well, this is the story. they asked me to chauffeur,
They take care of all the expenses. Mm-hmm. I said, absolutely, I'll go. And in the interim, I got jackknifed, and he wanted me to pay half the cost of the vehicle.
Well, didn't he have insurance?
It was out in Mexico.
Okay. All right, this is getting shakier by the minute.
And the shipment, was the shipment all there underneath the saguaro? You were able to pick it up fine?
No, he stayed out there for a month.
So he smoked it all there. All right.
All right, thanks for
thank you for calling. You need a new phone. But thank you. KLOS, hello.
Listen, I did have a bike. It was a clean, really nice bike. Some big Suzuki. It was my buddy's.
Right.
And took it up to Azusa Canyon. Did great on the way up there, way down. Checking out this chick on the side of the road. Look up, and there's a mountain there. So
a mountain?
A mountain. Wow.
It was a curve. I thought it was a straightaway, but, you know, it was whatever. Anyway, sure. It totaled it.
Wow. And how did your friend feel about that?
Well, I'm still kind of paying on it.
Oh.
Isn't that great news? 818-955-KLOS is the phone number.
What did you wreck? Call us and tell us.
Our high-low game is coming up very soon.
Damn straight, yeah.
For $1,100. That's in a minute. Right now, we're taking calls on you ruined someone's vehicle.
So I wrecked my friend's car. Actually, I totaled it, but...
Excellent. How did it happen?
So I used to borrow it in high school, and one time it was raining. I went to the mall, saw some girls tried to spray him with rainwater, like driving fast by him, and I ran into the side of a Carl's Jr.
You ran into the side of a Carl's Jr.?
Well, you're trying to spray some girls that you were passing by. Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up soon.
Yeah, so they were laughing. The girls were laughing at me.
They should have been.
How dare they?
Yeah. And my friend cried.
Oh, geez. It's just a car, man.
Yeah.
Right on. You should have bought him a famous star. It would have made everything okay.
You do good work.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You wrecked someone else's vehicle?
About 6 or 7.
Excellent. Good.
Wow. Why do your friends trust you so much?
What are... are they cars?
Not all of them are friends.
Not anymore, anyway.
Well, I'm a mechanic, and, you know, sometimes accidents happen in the shop.
Right. What was the nicest car you accidentally destroyed in the garage?
The nicest car, man. I would probably have to be a 1957 Bel Air.
Nice. Ooh. How do you wreck them in the garage?
Whoops. Smash it with a hammer. Whoops. Smash it with a hammer. Whoops.
How does that happen?
Backing up, and you know, you don't see the other car back there, and you just hit him.
Yeah, man, I'm just gonna back this up, man. Whoops!
Were you drunk?
One of the times,
yes.
You mean one of the times you weren't drunk?
Man, I'll wreck a couple things drunk.
Sure. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
That's how it works. KLOS, hello.
Hi, I've got the perfect story, and it's a Halloween story.
Excellent. Let's hear it.
My first day with my driver's license, my grandfather gives me the car and says, go pick your friend up, and you guys can drive around the neighborhood. I picked her up. We went into the closest neighborhood. I pulled up to a stop sign. My friend says, hey, there's these two guys that I know. She tells them to come over. I roll down the window. One of them takes a fire extinguisher and blows it through my entire car.
Ah, Halloween.
It's my grandfather's car.
Right.
And it's full acid. So it started to eat everything up in the car.
Oh, that's not your fault.
No, it wasn't my fault, but I pulled into the nearest Jack in the Box. I called my uncle and I said, I'm not going home. It's going to kill me. And he goes, you got to go home. So I went home. By the time I got home the very next day, his entire ceiling had melted away.
Oh, wow. My God. Don't you walk inside and go, that was great, and toss him the keys and then go, I don't know what happened overnight.
Thank you for calling. That's
first
a good
day
Halloween
with the license.
Story, of course. Oof. Wow.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I wrecked my brother's truck. He was in the hospital, and I borrowed his Dodge Ram truck, which he did lend me. It's pretty long. And right in front of my house, I'm parking it. I make a right turn. And I hit the side of a box truck, the corner sticking out, and I put a gash all the way on the right side of his truck. Mm. Oh, man.
And he's in the hospital. He's already suffering, and you're out there trashing his truck.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And he was in the hospital for a long time, so I got it fixed.
Oh, nice.
And he never found out.
Oh, wow. Well done, man. So he was still going to hook you up with the pain pills that he had left over. Because he never knew.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was about 8 grand worth of damage.
Wow.
Wow.
Well done.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice cover. Right on, dude. Thanks for calling, man. That's awesome.
KLOS, hello.
I flew out to Phoenix because I wanted to test drive a BMW M3 that was really clean.
Mm-hmm.
The guy picked me up from the airport with a different car because he said, oh, my luck, I would have an accident on the way over here. So we test drove it, and I was driving along, and somebody that was in front of us made a U-turn and crashed right into me.
Wow.
I totaled the car.
Totaled it.
I'm suddenly put in mind of the movie Used Cars. And it was in Phoenix, too, as I recall.
Paperwork?
Yeah, right? I'm Clark Ingram here with my paper. Nobody on earth knows what that means.
Except you. I like that you went back twice. It's time for the KLOS high-low game powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. It is worth $1,100. You have to pick a number between 0 and 95. The last guess was 95.
Which was awesome. Which she decided to, guess because, 95.
Man. Too high.
95 and a half.
So if you would like to take a guess at that and win $1,100 and also win Volbeat and Ghost at Honda Center March 3rd.
Yeah, if you're caller 13, you automatically get those tickets for sure.
And you can buy them at Ticketmaster.com, but be caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. The high-low game is happening right now. KLOS, who's this?
This is Tim.
Tim, you're caller 13.
What's up? That's so awesome.
Always love a good stoner.
You're my brother.
All right, listen, you automatically win Volbeat and Ghost tickets at Honda Center, but we're going to give you a chance to guess in the KLOS high-low game.
Awesome.
It's worth $1,100. You have to pick a number between 0 and 95, and the last guess was 95, and by definition, too high.
Oh, man, I wish I got to listen all day, but we can't play radio.
Oh, how dare you not listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
We expect you to put your life on hold, sir.
I certainly don't.
Apparently, music can offend people or something.
Yay! That's what we live for.
That is the best kind of music.
All right, so guess between 0 and 95, what number would you like to choose lower than 95?
27.
Well, turns out.
Are you high? Are you high?
I'm high.
Yeah, sorry, that's too high, dude.
But
I knew I would be.
You got Volbeat and Ghost at Honda Center March 3rd. Tickets are now on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Congrats.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
It was on this day in rock in 1968 when Janis Joplin appeared on TV for the very first time in the variety show Hollywood Palace with Big Brother and the Holding Company. When did you first see The Who's movie Quadrophenia? It was on this day in rock in 1973 that it was released in the UK, and the American debut was a week later.
Well, 'twas upon this day, though. Sorry.
Greg inspired me. It was on this day in rock in 2010 that Keith Richard released his autobiography, Life.